you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. While we're having a discussion about structural sabotage, the people that build these structures, namely Marion Roberts, are in business rescue fighting for their lives. Tell us about that, Gugu.
I thought about this one, and you're quite right. This all happened on Friday. Well, over the last few days and week, really, where Marion Roberts, as we all know, is a construction company which is listed on the JSE, they've actually applied for voluntary business rescue. As a result, they've also applied for the voluntary suspension of trading of their shares, which was approved by the JSE just on Friday. Now, over the weekend, and what actually transpired to all of this is, as we know, the construction industry in South Africa has really been under significant pressure. After the 2010 boom of the World Cup and the construction of the stadiums, then they were hit by a fine by the Competition Commission for collusion. Then we actually saw a dip in activity in South Africa because there just wasn't enough construction activity. And as a result, many of these businesses did try to diversify many of their operations. But as you would know, Suzwe, the survival of construction companies and businesses is based on their order books, the kind of contracts that they have lined up in place for the short to medium term that essentially ensure that there's a level of business and revenue that will come in. Now, this has been the pressure point for Marion Roberts in particular. A few contracts that they have within the mining services division and companies that they provide services to, but also an entity called OptiPower, a trading division of the company, which also falls under the M&R Group. Now, they've actually found themselves essentially struggling with cash flow and bleeding on the back of the fact that they have rising debt burdens and not enough work that's been coming through. So the business has actually entered into business rescue. For the moment, we still have to see what kind of outcomes will be brought to the fore, but they are looking to pay off more than 400 million rand within their debt, dispose of non-core assets, and just try to restore a sense of liquidity to the business and hopefully trading of its shares. So it's one that we'll continue to watch, but should this business reach its demise, it would be, I guess, quite problematic and significant for the construction entity.
We're also waiting for Bitcoin to hit $100,000. Now, a lot of people are warning that, well, while it may do that because it's currently sitting at about 98, there will be an imminent crash that will follow just because that's just the nature of markets.
Exactly. Markets go up and markets go down. Now, the challenge, though, is that you can't really time it or vision when this particular increase or decline might actually happen. And I recall we spoke about Bitcoin way back a few years ago when you were still doing Kaya Drive with Jan van Meerlen. And this also speaks to a similar time when we did see a heightening or a significant resurgence in the Bitcoin price and now ongoing concerns about a significant crash. And you are right. A number of these factors have been driven by the shift in the geopolitics as well as political structure we see in the U.S. and just the heightened level of optimism that we do see as well from many risk-averse investors. So some entities have been saying we do need to be cautious. We've seen a similar spike in the price and the decline that took place in 2021, and there's ongoing concerns that we just might see that take place again. The only challenge is that we're not too sure as to when to time it. But for those who are invested in Bitcoin, they've certainly managed to see significant gains, especially in the last few weeks on the back of the shifts and changes in the U.S.
No, for sure. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, will open up from 85,608 points today for the JSE All Share Index. Currency-wise, we're still fairly steady. 1808 is where we're trading to the greenback, 2276 to the British pound, and 1894 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.